Welcome to this week's Windy Podcast. Wow, that weather last night, that was interesting, wasn't it? I was expecting a bit more destruction this morning driving into work, but a big branch had broken off the tree out the front of the school. So we did have some. Hope you're well. This week, loads going on this week. Firstly, I want to talk to you about the opticians. We took our two to the opticians a week ago. And did you know that any child under the age of 16 gets a free eye test? Any child under 16 and children that are 16, 17 or 18 and in full-time education get free NHS eye tests, and I would highly recommend you book them in yearly, and all of the local opticians do it, so you can book them online at Specsavers, at Boots the Opticians, at Vision Express. They offer this service. Asda, that's another good one. They offer this service, and I would argue it's really, really good, because sometimes you don't pick things up. I only had my eyesight picked up. So if you're of a certain vintage, like myself, we used to have the nurses come into school and test our eyes in school. That doesn't happen anymore, does it? Because there doesn't seem to be any services left. But yeah, we used to have our eyes tested in school. And that's when they picked up that I needed glasses. And that's the age of 7 or 8. And I've worn them ever since. So please, please, please find a moment to book an eye test and get them done yearly, because they do pick up other health issues too. So they're really, really useful, and they are free of charge. Now, lunchtimes here are really exciting affairs. We have lots going on out in our playground. We have the Small World toys, we have the dolls, we have the board games, we have the scooters, children scooting around. It's brilliant. Table tennis, football, basketball going on. Once, when it's not too wet, the sandpits open with our outdoor library. We are having our play equipment fitted next week. So it's really, really exciting. We want to keep the school grounds open all year round. Now, I will apologise, last week some of the children did get wet. It's never our intention to get children wet and to sit there wet. And that rain came down all of a sudden last week and it caught us unaware. So we will send children out at lunchtime, as long as it's not torrential. If it's really torrential, we'll look at it and say that's ridiculous. But otherwise, we will keep them out. So please send your child to school with a coat daily. We want them outside. They're not going to dissolve. They're not going to melt away in the rain. And wet playtimes inside are horrific. They're just horrible. They get noisy. And children just want to run around. That's what children do. I don't know how they have the energy, but they do. So we will be keeping the grounds open. We will also be opening the field at lunchtimes. As long as it's not too muddy, we will have the field open, as we do for PE. And one of the reasons for having the uniform that we have is that we're active and we can be out there. If it's really, really muddy, we will only allow children who are wearing wellies. So I've said it before and I will say it again. Not dance while the record spins. That's a 90s house tune, isn't it? I've lost my train of thought. Send wellies in. Keep wellies in school. That way we can have the children outside all of the time, because that's what we want. Children just want to run around and play. Right, we've got three events coming up. So the first one is World Book Day. World Book Day is next week, and next Friday, the 8th of March, children are free to come into school wearing a costume, their own clothes, or they might just want to wear school uniform. So there's no theme. We're not pressurising or anything like that. If you want to, if you've got a costume at home, come in wearing your favourite character costume. If you just want to wear your own clothes, come in wearing your own clothes. If you just want to wear school uniform, wear school uniform. We're quite relaxed about it. But we've got lots going on next week. Lots of activities for World Book Day. And we've got Chris Connellton, our author. He's fantastic. He's a storyteller. And he's, if you haven't, the year threes wouldn't have had him yet. He is so engaging, so interesting to listen to. He is in next Tuesday to read to the children. So next week's all about sharing a good book, talking about the things we enjoy reading, and looking forward to it. So next Friday, the 8th, is our dress up. As I say, costume, own clothes, school uniform. It's completely up to you. And then the next Friday, it's a 3 weeks in a row, the 15th, it's Red Nose Day. Comic Relief Day is back. That's every 2 years, isn't it? So that's come around quickly. This year, we're going to say wear one thing red. So you might just want to wear a red pair of socks, or you might want to dye your hair or spray your hair red, or you might want to wear a red jumper, but the rest of the things you'll be wearing will be your normal school uniform. And we're asking for any donations, any pennies you have that we can donate towards Comic Relief, and that money's spent well to support those who are worse off than us around the world. And then we do have a non-uniform day in return for £1. I think it's the 22nd is a PTFA dress-up day, and that's in return for a £1 donation, which will be going towards all of our Easter bits and bobs we've got going on in school. Don't forget, Parents' Evening is soon coming, Tuesday the 19th and Thursday the 21st of March. As always, the first half of the Tuesday Parents' Evening will be virtual for those of you who can't get away from work. I always find those really useful myself. And then the second half, so from 5 o'clock onwards on the Tuesday and for the entirety of the Thursday, they will be in person in the school hall as always. Things are going to be slightly different this Parents' Evening. I'm quite excited. I'm going to let it be a surprise for you, but I think you're going to like what we've got going on, just to mix it up a bit, and so it doesn't feel like a doctor's waiting room as much, because it does have that feel about it. Parents' Evening, and booking goes live next Monday, the 4th of March at 8 p.m. Remember, you can book via your Arbor app, or you can go online to Arbor to book your Parents' Evening slots. Thank you to everybody who came in with £1 on Friday and donated money and bought donuts for the Year 6 fundraiser. It was brilliant. The Year 6s were absolutely amazing. They were so excited having the children come in and buy donuts, and they were writing names on the raffle tickets. It was so lovely. And we've raised a heck of a lot of money. So after we had to pay, so we paid £134, I believe, for the donuts. So we bought a heck of a lot, over 400 donuts from Morrison's. And thank you to Morrison's, who gave us a good 10% discount on the donuts. So taking that away, we raised over £400, which we will be sending towards the Eleanor Hospice, which I'm sure you would agree is an amazing charity and one we always like supporting. So thank you to Mrs. Nicholson, the Year 6 team, and the Year 6 children. Brilliant. It was an absolutely brilliant day, and something I'm sure we'll do again in the future. So Saturday the 23rd of March is our volunteer morning. I've got volunteers coming. If you want to come and help, there's loads of stuff we need doing. We're going to be moving fencing and putting fencing around the bus. We've got all of these pallets. If you're clever enough and you can make some mud kitchens out of our pallets, please come down and help us. I've got a table which needs some upcycling. So if you're clever and you can sand and then paint a table for me, that would be amazing too. So Saturday the 23rd of March, I think we'll probably kick off about half eight and go for a few hours. And I know it's the Year 4 day, but that's going to be happening in the field. So if you feel you can give a few hours and you can help volunteer, move the fence, upcycle the table, make some mud kitchens, would really, really, really appreciate your help and time. And I tell you what, it won't be wasted. I'm going to make some bacon sarnies and hot drinks for you all, to make sure you're fed and watered. So yeah, Saturday the 23rd of March. We've got our next coffee morning next Tuesday the 5th of March, as always, in my office from 8:30. All are welcome, and it's just that opportunity to talk to like-minded people, share a problem, find out what other people are doing and actually just think, you're not alone. You know, is your child having troubles getting to sleep? Are they anxious? Have you been put onto the autism pathway? Have they just been diagnosed with ADHD? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Come and talk, because we can share. A problem shared is a problem halved, isn't it? And we can be there to support one another. They're always popular. 8:30 from 8:30 next Tuesday in my office. So later on today or tomorrow, I will send out a social story about all of the Fridays we've got coming up with different uniforms, and they're quite useful social stories to use with children. So if your child doesn't like change or they need to be prepared for something, a social story prepares them and it talks them through with very simple sentences with some pictures and explains how something will be different or what it's going to look like. And I will send one of those out, and it'll just be about the change in the next three Fridays with World Book Day, Comic Relief and the PTFA dress-up days. And sometimes that just helps your child to visualise and know what's going on. Sometimes us as adults, don't they? My brother's the worst. He needs to know about a week in advance what the plans are for the weekend if we're doing something. He's incredible. So us as adults need that. So children certainly do. So they will be sent out in the next day or two. Keep up the oracy. We love to hear the children talking and debating. It's brilliant. We're going to have little politicians, I'm sure. We're going to have future MPs, and my goodness, don't we need them. So Mrs. Nicholson is here in a second with this week's challenge. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back next Monday with the pod. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson here with your oracy challenge. Today I thought it might be quite nice for the children to have a debate with you, obviously. The question or the debate strand today is pink should be the colour for boys and blue the colour for girls. There's an interesting one for you. Enjoy.